And Devon Kennard is the subject of our player interview, brought to you by Bigelow Family Tea Blenders since 1945. And Devon, obviously, you're number two with the Giants, and a big stretch here coming down with the last six games. Talk about what the adjustment's been like from year one to year two for you.
You know, the adjustment's been smooth so far. New D coordinator with Coach Spags, so I had to learn a new defense, but it's been a lot of fun, and I love the way our defense is playing football right now and just taking it week by week.
Well, it seems like you got off to a really good start. You had a little injury problem to your leg. Now you're back. How do you feel in terms of how you've progressed from training camp, post-injury? Are you back on track?
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm getting back into myself. You know, when I came back from the hamstring, I didn't feel like myself all the way the first couple of games. But, you know, I was working in there, and, you know, now I'm feeling more myself again, and I'm ready for this last push, these last six games.
Now, let's look at two guys that played in a different era. Played with your dad, actually, played in that era. Have you ever talked to your dad about the differences in the game then and now?
He always says it was more physical back then. But, you know, that's hearsay. That's hearsay.
Hearsay. Oh! Here's what Dad would say. Dad would say, son, you better make sure that hamstring is torn, because we wrap that and go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's pretty funny.
But it was more physical. Just
I'm not surprised y'all saying that.
Well, you know, we'll ask you this. Like the practice schedules, everything, it's harder today for guys. I mean, I don't know if you realize this. When you're in college, you're in a great system.
Right.
You got a lot of work. Now, how did you make that adjustment, leaving college where you got all that work, to come into the NFL where you're still getting work, but it's more mental work?
Yeah, you got to learn. You got to figure out what's right for you. You know, if it's getting extra work, then you need to get some extra work. If it's you know, more recovery type things and stuff, because it's a long season. You know, and when you're playing in the NFL, you're playing 16 regular season games, 4 preseason, and God willing, 4 postseason.
As you guys have gone from game to game, there have been one issue or another defensively, but you're getting closer and closer. Then last week, you had a game closer that didn't go your way.
Right.
What is the discussion like now? I hear Coach Coughlin always say finish, but the way you guys played that game against New England, you had so many things dialed in: pressure, fumbles, coverage, you name it. You guys were very physical. What is the discussion this week going into this game?
I think it's just put it all together. You know, we're playing good football on the defensive side of the ball for the most part, but we got to do it consistently, and we got to do it for 4 quarters every game. And we can't, you know, we got to win those fourth quarter matchups, last 2 minutes. There's been too many of those situations. But to be honest with you, I think it's building character on the defense side of the ball, because, you know, we're tired of it, and we want to get it fixed, and you know, we're working hard to making that happen.
What about the key for you, as you see it, trying to defend this Redskin team?
I think it starts with stopping the run. You know, if they can get their run going, then I think it opens up their whole offense. And, you know, we don't want that. They do a lot of play-action pass, so if their run game is going well, then, you know, that sells even more. So our mentality is stop the run, and then when it's third down, we get them in third and long and put them in positions that they don't want to be in.
Devon, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.